From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's been a long night for search crews, residents, and distraught relatives in Moore, Oklahoma, where they've been looking for survivors and bodies after that powerful tornado devastated the area. According to the state medical examiner, at least 51 people have been killed, 20 of them children. The death toll is expected to go higher as daylight allows crews to turn off the spotlights. Brad Gibson with member station KWGS is in Moore, where he's been watching search efforts.
Very well organized in terms of equipment that they are bringing in, caravans of heavy equipment, front-end loaders, dump trucks, and on top of that, they're bringing in new, fresh crews who have slept overnight, most from this local area, although some from outside, especially the state of Texas.
Among the sites being poured over, the rubble of the Plaza Towers Elementary School in Moore. That's where some children were killed or are missing. Others were pulled out alive there. Moore is about 10 miles from Oklahoma City. The National Weather Service says the tornado that slammed into the area was at least an EF4, with winds of up to 200 miles per hour. Members of Congress will be hearing from the former Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service today. Douglas Shulman will be answering questions about IRS targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups. The Senate Finance Committee will be questioning Shulman about what he knew and when he knew it. Last week, the former acting commissioner of the IRS, Stephen Miller, was questioned about it by lawmakers. Wall Street is watching what happens today at J.P. Morgan Chase. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports company shareholders are voting on whether to allow Jamie Dimon to remain as board chairman and chief executive.
Dimon has been taking flak for a year ever since he acknowledged that a London-based trading group had absorbed more than $6 billion in losses. Now some shareholder groups are demanding that the positions of chairman and CEO be split, and the results will be announced at the company's annual meeting in Tampa. A similar measure won 40% of the vote last year. The same shareholders also want some of the company's board members to step down. The vote is non-binding, but if it passes, it will be seen as a big defeat for Dimon, who has long been seen as one of the banking world's most respected figures. Dimon himself has called the vote a sideshow. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Rail service from Connecticut into New York City is expected to be restored by tomorrow morning's rush hour. That includes Amtrak service between New York and Boston. That word from state officials in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where crews are still working to repair damaged tracks, signals, and wires following last week's collision involving two trains. Fewer Americans were late with their credit card payments during the first quarter of the year. That's according to TransUnion. This is NPR News. Two FBI agents killed during a training exercise last week fell to their deaths in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Virginia. That's according to an FBI spokeswoman. She says the two members of an elite hostage rescue unit were involved in a counterterrorism exercise using a helicopter and a ship when they fell. Officials say their deaths occurred about 12 miles off Virginia Beach. Parents and other protesters in Chicago have ended 3 days of demonstrations and marches over plans to close dozens of schools. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports critics made their voices heard ahead of tomorrow's expected decision by the Chicago Board of Education.
Protesters, part of a coalition organized by the Chicago Teachers Union, held their final demonstration across from City Hall, with 9-year-old third grader Ashawn Johnson shouting the sentiment of the crowd.
You should be investing in these schools, not closing them.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the Board of Education say 54 schools in Chicago should be closed because they are underutilized. Teachers Union President Karen Lewis says it's a bad plan on steroids.
You haven't managed closing 7 or 8 schools well. Why do you think you can close 54?
Some parents have also filed a federal lawsuit to fight the closures. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
More dead and wounded today in Iraq, where bombings are reported in areas outside Baghdad. At least 7 people have been killed. Officials say a suicide bomber killed 3 Iraqi soldiers at a military checkpoint north of the capital. One person was killed in Kirkuk. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News. In Washington.